Tropical Plants Pavilion. In this pavilion, you will not notice any seasonal changes or their impact on plants' development. The species gathered here do not go through dormancy. In their natural tropical environment, they have the same weather conditions for the whole year round. The air is very humid here, and the temperature does not drop below 18 degrees Celsius. Just at the entrance to the pavilion, you can familiarize yourselves with the bamboo's growing process and learn about its structure. There are different types of bamboo contrasted here, the ones that produce very thin stems as well as those that have stalks 10 centimeters thick. The plants grown in this pavilion create so-called layers, which are a distinctive feature of the tropical rainforest. In the lowest layer, where very little sunshine and rainfall reach, there are, among others, begonias and peperomia plants. Their leaves are capable of not only accumulating water, but also of adapting to the best possible use of sun rays. It is possible thanks to a dark bottom of leaf blades that captures the sunlight. The dark color and flesh leaves with an intricate design caught the gardener's eye. As a result, new interesting mixed species have been developed, which now decorate our flats, balconies and gardens. The pavilion features also plants of a stronger growth ability, and these include representatives of Alocasia and Xanthosoma genuses. They cope with the light shortage in the low parts of the forest in a different way. They have developed leaf blades of large surfaces. The upper layer of the jungle is made up of Prichardia palms, Fiji fan palms, and Chrysalidocarpus, Erica palms. There are also liana plants, vines whose annual growth measures a dozen or so meters. The most impressive is Tetrastigma, which unfolds on the eastern wall of the pavilion and reaches up to its roof. Some plants have conquered all layers of the jungle. These are well-known bromelia plants and orchids. The plants include ground species, but the vast majority are epiphytes, growing on tree trunks and tree crowns. The pavilion features also ferns. The most interesting are tree ferns that develop false trunks. For instance, the tree ferns of Dicksonia and also Phylla genuses create a trunk-like structure made of the elevated rhizome, with numerous adventitious roots and endings of dry leaves entwined around it. During the Carboniferous period, they dominated land plants. Nowadays, tree ferns can be found in their natural environment only in the tropical and subtropical zones. One more thing that makes this pavilion so special is the water cascade and a small pond in which you can spot piranhas, Oscar tropical fish, and African catfish.